This morning to Ephesians chapter 6. And you know, we've been speaking over the past several weeks about the anointing, the charisma, the power of God. And we talked about the power in Acts 1:8, where it says, "You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And that power would come from the Greek word dunamis, which is miracle-working power. Then we talked about the exousia power, where Jesus says in Matthew 28:18, "All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore," and that's authority, okay? So we looked at miraculous power and authority. And today I want to take you to another area in God's word, and it's something that we want to get inside of every heart and every life in this room. Because I believe that God's going to do something special in the house today. The Bible says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. So as we gather here today, are you expecting to experience something brand new in the Lord? Amen. And you know that God wants to take us from glory to glory. He's going to continue to minister and manifest himself. As we're growing and as we're learning, as we're coming in unity and coming in one accord and coming in agreement, great and mighty things take place. And power in our text today, where the apostle uses the word power, comes from the Greek word kratos. It's spelled kratos. And that word means dominion. So we're looking at miraculous power, signs and wonders, power, authority. Now we're going to step into the power of dominion. That he's given us dominion. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. So in Jesus' name, we not only have miraculous power, not only authority, but we have dominion. Amen? We have dominion. So when I look at this and where I want to go today and where the Lord is leading me, as we're going through this life, there's many things that try to pull us down, that try to drag us down. Is anybody feeling some of the tugs of life trying to pull you down? The Word of God says in Psalms 3:3 that he is the glory and he is the lifter of our heads. So where we want to go today in the Word as we take this journey together, what we're doing is we're going to look at where it says in the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 12, verse 1, he says, "Wherefore, seeing you are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So what we're going to learn today is how to cast down some weights and burdens that are holding us down. Are you with me? You with me? So the scripture reference that I want to build this on today is just one verse, Ephesians 6:10, where the Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus and he says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." To be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So today, the title of this morning's message is Getting a Faith Lift. Getting a faith lift. Getting a faith lift. We're going to look at five things. We're strengthened when we come in alignment, in adoration, in affirmation, in agreement, and in action. Five A's. Amen. I kind of look at that and see the weights of this world will be like on the top of your fingertip if you get a hold of what the Lord wants to say through the preaching and teaching of his word today. Amen. So can we lift the word together? Make a declaration in the house. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. Now, Father, I pray that you speak through me today, Father God. May the words that come forth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And Father God, may these words be accompanied by action, because our actions will speak louder than words. So Father, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, when I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at this where the Apostle Paul, before he's teaching them about putting on the armor and praying and staying fast and about wrestling with darkness and spiritual wickedness, he gives them instructions to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So first thing that I want to speak to you this morning about is to be strengthened. What strengthens you and I? We are strengthened when we come in alignment with the will of God. To be aligned with the will, we got to be aligned with the word. To be aligned with the word, when you're aligned with the word, you're aligned with his will. So for you and I to be strengthened by him, we should be aligned with his word. When I was thinking about that, I was thinking about my automobile. Now, in my automobile, I have a front wheel, rear wheel drive. Doesn't matter what you have. But if you have an automobile, it's important for you to get your front end aligned. If you don't get your front end aligned, what happens? If it's not aligned, it's going to drag to the left. It's going to drag to the right. It's going to wear your tires out from the inside or from the outside, depending where the toe is and the alignment. And when you and I are outside of the will of God, we're going to get worn out, just like that tire. And so many times we're getting worn out, and if you don't watch out what you're doing with that tire, that steel belt will come through the tire after it wears, and you'll have a blowout. And that's why so many children of God have a blowout, because they haven't aligned themselves with the will of God through the word of God. Amen? And I don't know about you, but when you get your car aligned, you can take your hand off of the wheel and it kind of drops. I'm not suggesting anybody drive without your hands on the wheels. But what your car will do, it'll drive. It'll stay in the road. Amen? And the same thing is with you and I. But to illustrate this, turn with me to Luke chapter 22. Now, everything I speak to you about, I will align with the word of God. Amen? In Luke chapter 22, we find Jesus. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's getting ready to go for some suffering for you and I. He's getting ready to pay a debt for you and I, a debt that it wasn't his debt to pay, but out of his love for you and I, he's getting ready to face some torment and some pain. And in Luke chapter 22, verse number 42, he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. In other words, I don't know, but he was facing some hardships. He was going to face some hard times. He was God, but he was still in the flesh. And the Bible says he was sweating tears of blood, actually blood out of tears. This was great anguish that was on him. There was great grief upon him for what he was going to have to do for you and I. And he said, Father, if you will be willing, take this cup from me. But there's the magic words. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And what happens? God sent an angel the next verse to strengthen him. Amen. In other words, when we get along, get aligned with the will of God, amen, he will send his angels. He's given his angels charge over you and I. Matter of fact, in Hebrews 1:14, it says, are they not ministering spirits that are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation? Amen. So we find that just as Jesus got aligned and was strengthened, when you and I align to God's will, according to his word, we get strengthened. How many need some strength in some areas in your life? Amen. Amen. Look with me in Psalms 119. The word of God says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Amen. So if I'm a weak and I don't have, you know, if we're looking at getting a faith lift, being strengthened in his power and might, the first thing he is saying to you and I is when we get alignment with his will, according to his word, that we'll be strengthened. Amen? Amen? Secondly, when I get aligned to his will, I give him all of the adoration. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the praise. God doesn't share his glory with no man. We have gathered together as a body of believers to adore him, to lift up his name. And as we lift up the name of Jesus, Jesus is the one that moves in the midst of us, the Spirit of God that transforms and changes lives. So when I was looking at that, and I was looking at adoration, learn with me to Isaiah chapter 40. Verse number 28. The word of God says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen? In other words, as we wait upon the Lord, as we adore him, as we worship and acknowledge him as Lord over everything, all of a sudden our strength is renewed. We get a faith lift. Look to your neighbor and say, hey, we're getting a faith lift. Amen. You're getting a faith lift. Because I know the word of God says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So you're getting a faith lift. But here's the key. You see, this word, it's an additive. What do you mean it's an additive? It's just an extra bonus. Our true source is Jesus Christ. When we looked at that scripture where it says in Hebrews 12, turn there with me to Hebrews 12. When you get there, say amen. Everybody there, say amen. Amen. Verse 1 again. Wherefore, seeing we also encompass about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In other words, they that wait upon the Lord, I'm adoring him. I'm bringing all glory to Jesus. You know, I can't do anything without the name of Jesus. In other words, when I proclaim the name of Jesus, demons flee at the sound of Jesus' name. They're not afraid of Carl, and they're not afraid of you, but they bow to the name of Jesus. So Jesus is the author of our faith. In other words, if I'm going through a hard time, what is the first thing I should do? Call out the name of Jesus. You know, what happens to us so many times, he's the last name we call out. We try everything else first. When everything else doesn't work, we say, oh yeah, Jesus. But when he says, I am the author of your faith. So when I cry out to Jesus and I yell to Jesus, all of a sudden there's faith that increases, that comes. Because not only that, he says he's an author and finisher. He not only starts something, but he sees it through and finishes it. He's begun a good work in you. He's faithful to see it through. Amen? Amen. So when we look at that, when we get a faith lift, when we're strengthened, being strengthened in alignment, when we're aligned with his will and his word, we get a faith lift when we have adoration, when we bring all glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We get a faith lift when we have, when we're in affirmation. Affirmation. You know, when I was looking at this, and affirmation, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Everyone in the house, this is really good teaching. You listen and you get a hold of this, things in your life are going to change. This isn't just speaking for the sake of talking. God was doing something in the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 3, the Word of God says, since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. Look at your neighbor and say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God wants to give you a faith lift. He wants to strengthen you with his power and his might. Now, when I look at affirmation, when I look at the word affirmation, you know, there's so much negativity in this world. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. This one sentence there. Let the weak say, I am strong. 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 You got to start speaking. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. 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 You got to convince yourself. Hello? Let the weak say. 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 The devil hates it when you say that. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. He hates that. I just see him cringing. He just can't stand that. And I love to make the devil hate things. Hallelujah. You know, what the Lord was speaking to me, number one, what are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, David had gone out to battle some the Philistines. And when they got back from the battle, he came back to Ziklag, and they had destroyed his town. They had taken the wives and the captive and the children. They had ambushed the town while he was out in battle. Amen. Look with me in verse number 6. And the Bible says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither an ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Recover all. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. Just like David did. He had to encourage himself in the Lord his God. If God is for me, who can be against me? Come on now. If God be for me. So what he is saying to us, what are you saying to yourself? And what are you saying to others? What are you saying to others? Is your words coming out of your mouth affirming someone? The Solomon says in Proverbs 18:21, he says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. In other words, we are to speak words of affirmation. Amen. We're to encourage one another. We're to build one another up. Amen. We're to comfort one another. Amen. God's called us together as an army, a mighty army. Why? Not because it's us, because it's Him. Because He's mighty in you. Look at your neighbor and say, God is mighty in you. Look at the one on the other side and say, God is mighty in you. Amen. So what are we going to do? Words of affirmation, what do we say? Let the weak say what? So if I'm strong, I'm not what? Hello. Amen. Ah. Amen. God's building something here. Watch out. It's coming. Amen. So we are strengthened when we come into alignment with God's will and His word. We are strengthened when we give Him all the adoration. He'll strengthen us. They that wait upon the Lord, He'll renew their strength. We are strengthened when we're in affirmation, affirming ourselves and affirming others. In other words, we want to give affirmation and we need to receive affirmation. Can somebody stand to hear some good news instead of everything that's wrong and dead and bad in this world? Amen. If you want to hear some good news, don't turn on the Channel 5 news. They ain't got a thing good to tell you. Don't open the newspaper. They never say nothing good. Amen. Not only are we strengthened when we're in alignment, not only are we strengthened when we're in adoration, no, not only are we strengthened when we're in affirmation, but we're strengthened when we're in agreement. In agreement. Ecclesiastes 4:12, it's a familiar scripture, but it's powerful. The Word of God says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 12, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. In other words, Bill, as a child of God, when you and I come into agreement, there's a third party that's with us. All three in one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all agree in one. In other words, they come in agreement. So when we come in an agreement together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost enter into the agreement with us when we're agreement according to God's word. Amen? The three agree in one. So as we agree, all of a sudden there's a third party that comes and joins us in our agreement. You know, there was I shared this the other week back in West Virginia, but in Africa, there's this tree, these trees, they grow in groves. And when there's typhoons and cyclones and hurricanes, these trees still remain. And archaeologists and scientists wanted to figure out how these trees remain. So they thought that the roots would have been deep and intertwined around rocks, so that when the winds and the storms came, it would hold them from falling over. But what they found out is when they dug in these trees to research these trees' roots, that the roots were in shallow ground. They weren't in very deep earth. But these trees were entwined with other roots of the other trees. In other words, they were intertwined together, which gave them the strength and power to withstand the storms and the winds that came against them. And that's what happens to you and I in the body of Christ. When we come together in unity and agreement, we get intertwined so the storms of life and the rains and the winds that come do not topple us over, because we're in agreement with others. Amen? That's what God's looking at. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 18, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The power of agreement. The power of agreement. Just like those roots that are intertwined. There's a lot of power in this room. There's power of agreement when your faith and my faith are joined together, because everyone in the room has a measure of faith. Amen? You know, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amen? So there's power in agreement. So I am strengthened when I come in alignment with His will and His word. His word is His will. I'm strengthened when I'm in adoration, giving praise and glory to Him. I am strengthened when I'm in affirmation. Let the weak say, amen. I am strengthened when I am in agreement with others. Come on now. There's power of agreement. And I am strengthened when I'm in action. Action. And Isaiah 43:2. The prophet Isaiah said, "When I pass us through the waters, thou shalt be with me. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow me. When I walk through the fire, I shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you." In other words, each one's an action. When I pass through the waters, like the children of Israel, they had to pass through the Red Sea. When I walk through the rivers, when I go through the rivers, like the children of Israel that went through the Jordan to the promised land. When I walk through the fire, in other words, If you just stand in the fire, you're going to get burned. God doesn't want you to hang there. Just because you're going through the fire of tribulation, the fire of testing, God doesn't want you to hang out there. He wants you to walk through the fire, and you shall not be burned. And in Daniel chapter 3, it's kind of interesting. Daniel 3 verse 25, the word of God says, when he looked into the furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar, he answered, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They weren't standing still. They were walking. They were moving. They had action behind them. They were putting their faith to action. Then he said, and they have no hurt. And the form is like, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Daniel 3, verse number 25. Daniel 3, verse 25. In other words, when they were walking through the fire, he was with them. He was with them. In other words, what God is saying to you and I, he's saying, as James said, faith without works is dead, being alone. In other words, I have to have some action to my faith. Actions speak louder than words, right? In other words, what God is saying, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. We're not standing, we're walking, we're moving. Hey, you know something about this? You know why I keep moving for the kingdom of God? It's harder to hit a moving target than a sitting one. And when you're not putting your faith to action, the devil is beating you up. He's hitting you with all kinds of things. He's hitting you with fiery darts. But when I'm walking in faith, walking in the power of God, I got a shield of faith, and I can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper, and every tongue that rises up, I shall condemn, because I'm a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Hallelujah. The devil has to bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. What does God want to do? He wants to give us a faith lift in the house. Hallelujah. He wants to lift up our faith. Let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. You know, the Bible says if one can put 1,000 to flight, 10,000, what can we do when we come to unity? But the Lord is showing me something. You know, when God kicked Lucifer out of heaven, he kicked him out with a third of the angels. He said, son, don't forget, I still got two-thirds and I gave them charge over you and me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got a larger army. Hallelujah. 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 What the devil's doing against your life right now may seem to be big. It may seem to be large, but God's getting ready to magnify himself right in the middle of that situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think that might even preach. Hallelujah. What is God saying to you and I today in closing? Hallelujah. God wants to give everyone in the room a faith lift. We are strengthened when we come aligned with His will and His word. We are strengthened. We are strengthened when we give adoration to the one that deserves all of our praise. We are strengthened in affirmation. God wants to affirm us. We are strengthened by agreement, the power of agreement. And we're strengthened by action. So what are you saying, Pastor? This is what I'm saying to you. Whatever need that you have in your life, body, spirit, soul, finances, Jehovah Jireh's here, Jehovah Rapha's here, Jehovah Shammah, the God that's always there, is here, Jehovah Shalom, your peace is here. And what God gave me instructions to do is it. I would like for us to come and all gather and take each other's hands here around the sanctuary in closing today. You know what we're going to do? We're going to stand in agreement. We're going to agree with one another. We're going to agree with one another in faith. We're going to agree that God will do exceedingly abundantly above what we ever asked for or what we ever expected, even thought he would ever do. Hallelujah. So get a hold of somebody's hands. You have to wind around the sanctuary. We want everyone connected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What the Lord gave me instructions to do is just this, church. I want you just to stand in agreement with the ones in the left side of you and the right side of you. You don't really have to say anything, or you can say something, you can pray something. We're standing in agreement. God sees every heart and every life. He knows everything that everyone's going through in this room. There is not one thing that has escaped God's notice. You may have thought that he had left you or he has forsaken you, that he didn't feel, that he wasn't seeing what you were going through. And God wants to lift you up today. He wants to strengthen you. So first, I just want you to just silently pray for the one to the right hand of you and the left hand of you. Hallelujah. And we'll start there. We thank you for the power of agreement, Father God. Lord, we thank you that you're always there. You're just as close as the call of your name, Father God. Thank you for the mighty works that you're doing in each and every individual that's in this room, Father God. We give you glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Joshua was leading the battle against the Amalekites, and Moses was on the hill and he was raised his hand, when he lifted his rod, the Israel prevailed, and when it fell, Amalek prevailed. But Aaron and Hur came beside him and stayed his arms. They lifted his hands that were weary. And now I want you to take the neighbor to the right of you and the left of you, and I want you to lift their hands. And we're going to pray strength upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for my brother and my sister, Father God. I pray that you strengthen them, Father God, in your power and your might, Father God. You know, word declares that they may be weary and they may even fade, Father God, but they that wait upon you, that you'll renew their strength, Father God. Lord, I pray for renewing of strength of every last one that's in this circle right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for supernatural faith to arise. I pray for faith to arise and the enemy be scattered. Every weapon that's formed against their mind, soul, body, and spirit must flee in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you, Satan. We take dominion over you in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in these men and women in this circle than he is that is in this world. They have overcome you, devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and their testimony is true and sure. I am strong. 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 Hallelujah! Strengthened in his power, in his might. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say something to you. Listen to me. Something's taking place in the spiritual realm. Things are shifting. things that you've been waiting for and you've been expecting are about to burst forth. Things that you've been looking for, things that have been promised to you that have not arrived, they're on their way. Let's lift our hands now and give praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you that all the promises in you are yes and amen. I thank you, Father God, that you called every last one that's in this room. I thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening them in your power and in your might, that they're more than conquerors, that they're winners in you, Father God. Woo! Father, you're the glory. And you're the lifter of our hands. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your strength. For your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Father God. So, Lord, we declare, we say today that we will align with your will and your word. That will bring you all the adoration and all the praise. That we will affirm ourselves and affirm others. That we'll stand in agreement. And we believe you at your word. And we're going to put your word to action, Father God. We're going to take back some things that the enemy has stolen. We're going to take some things back. Every place our feet treads belongs to you. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these men and women that are here today, Father God. I pray that you stir every gift that's in them. Stir us to action, Father God. And Father God, I pray your blessings upon them. Bless them as they go. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise in their lives. May other men and women see the goodness of God shining through their lives and want a taste of it themselves. May their light so shine before men that they may see their good works and give you all the glory. And we'll never cease to give you all honor and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Be blessed in the Lord.